Make Island County okay again. That's going to be my slogan. And make America shut up for a while and pay attention to what's really important. My God, quit checking Facebooks and Instagrams and read a damn newspaper. Today, in mine, there was a letter to the editor about our candidate for commissioner saying it was time to elect a man for the office. Too many women commissioners lately, and ours was, I quote, an evil woman. Don't you just hate evil women? The only thing I hate more than the satanic witches is the guys who want to burn them at the stake for being a woman. Sure, vote Neanderthal. I ran for commissioner once. Okay, I ran as a lark. Wrote letters to the editor for and against myself until John Dean, the editor of the Stamwatopoulos Gazette, called to ask me politely to cease and desist. Hard for folks to tell what's real and what's not, he told me. Wow, think of that, a time before fake news and hard journalism morphed into one and the same. John was prescient, I guess, but that finger in the dike didn't stop the flood that's broken through in these misinformed times. With some reluctance, I agreed to quit the field, fetch my hat from the ring, and slink back into the nettle wilderness from whence I'd come. John, however, caught the bug, ran for commissioner, and won. At least till a Tea Party candidate beat him the next cycle. This misogynistic candidate running against our evil lady commissioner was actually commissioner himself a while back. He accused his opponent, then the director of the Kameno Center, of an agenda that would close down the would-be Navy base, thinking, I guess, that Island County commissioners have unlimited jurisdiction. Probably suspicious, too, that she might confiscate the land and give it back to the tribes we took it from in the first place. Back then, he couldn't pronounce the name of our island and had to be corrected at the town hall meeting. Tomato, tomato, Kameno, Kamano. You might think he'd come a bit more prepared. Politics is a tough racket, even in the pre-Trump days. Talk to some of these candidates nowadays, and you hear stories of nasty encounters when they go doorbelling, guns brought out, curses yelled, full-blown paranoid rage, welcome to the neighborhood. Sick the hounds of hate on them. It may be these times demand a tougher skin, a steely determination, a don't-turn-the-other-cheek attitude, a knee-to-the-groin response. You want a man for commissioner, Mr. Misogyny? Better get yourself a metal codpiece. Skeeter and the Amazons are coming for you. At least till the editor of the Gazette asked nicely for a cease and desist again.